Good morning, evening, or whenever you're listening. This is Learn for Life News for Monday, the 8th of April, 2013. Yes, we're back on air for the next few weeks, bringing you information on events and resources for the teaching community, especially grassroots teacher CPD, continual professional development in the UK. News. On the news today, the new Teach Meet TV archive, research around communities of practice on Twitter, the latest on the Autumn Research Ed Conference 2013. You'll find all the links for this at http://www.l4l.co.uk. The big news over the holidays was that a number of people, myself included, got together to create Teach Meet TV. After a couple of tweets online, a hastily arranged Google Hangout brought together Christopher Waugh, EdutronicNet on Twitter, Fergal Kelly at F. Kelly, Judith Enright at Judenwright, and Stephen Lockyer at Mr. Lockyer. You can see the new site at bit.ly/teachmeettv. We use the bit.ly prefix to the URL in these broadcasts in case you are listening and need to write down the web address quickly. So I repeat each one and use the URL shortener. http://bit.ly.com. The long URL address is teachmeettv.edutronic.net. It has had over 2,000 views in 3 days. The site brings together a selection of the best videos of TeachMeet events and archives them on different section headings. There are keynotes, leadership learning, mojo, pedagogy, technology. It's well worth a visit of your time if you want to catch up on current grassroots events in the teaching community. I have a private archive of over 5 years' worth of videos of Teach Meets going back to 2008 or earlier. L4L News, for example, this program, is designed to be easily found by the hashtag L4L News, and is cross-referenced on several archival sites. To make all the news stories more easily searchable, the transcript for this and subsequent programs will be uploaded to scribe.com and archive.org, for example, with relevant keywords. It's a tortuous business, but it does pay dividends in the longer run because you can find it easily. So go along and browse the video archive at bit.ly/teachmeettv. Twitter research. And that brings me to a website and 2 PDF documents pointed to in my Twitter stream today. Lucy Galton announced on her Twitter account last night and yesterday, at L. Galton, she has released the second of 2 academic papers, Teacher Learning via Twitter Part 2. That's at bit.ly/twit_research. And you'll find there some documents and some research based on Wenger's communities of practice. The first is a literature review, and the second is, to quote the document, using the problem structuring method of soft systems methodology. The paper constructs both rich pictures of the situation and conceptual models to help understand how teachers are learning in this community. Findings show a range of activities and interactions undertaken by individuals that lead to learning within the community. The forms of knowledge disseminated within this community are also discussed, alongside possible avenues for further research that are raised. Sounds interesting. Both are really interesting papers that will eventually lead to an EdD, Doctorate in Education. And to find the papers, just follow the bit.ly URL at bit.ly/twit_research. And that leads me on to Research Ed 2013. Speaking of bringing a more scientific way researching into teaching, Tom Bennett, who's at TomBennett71, his proposal to have a conference ends up at the interim URL, which is bit.ly/research_teach. And that's researched2013.wordpress.com has the long URL. Research Ed 2013 is a conference to be held in September 2013 for teachers and researchers who are interested in evidence-based education. It is being organized by Tom Bennett after much cajoling by Ben Goldacre, Sam Friedman, and others. If you want to be placed on an email list to be kept informed, send them an email with the subject mailing list to researched@hotmail.co.uk. Research Ed podcast@hotmail.co.uk. You'll be informed and your email will only be used for paper purposes stated and not passed on to third party. And that's it for this week. You can also hear the show on soundcloud.com/L4L News, Audioboo at audioboo.fm, iBeams, that's with a capital E and then lowercase y-e, B-E-A-M-S, and you can access the bundles at bit.ly/bundles/iBeams/13 and see the website at www.l4l.co.uk. And finally, if you have an iPhone, probably the easiest way to listen and keep up to date with all the L4L news, video, TV programs, streaming, and YouTube, just type in L4L, that's capital L, number 4, capital L, in the Apple Store. Thank you, and have a productive day.